This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
And as you slowly wake up and rub your little eyeballs and get yourself ready for the day, there may be some simple things that you're doing to ruin it all. Kitty, let's see if we do any of these things. 8 morning habits that can make you miserable. 1, getting up and exercising. 2, eating a good breakfast. 3, no. Here's what they are. One of them is immediately reaching for your phone.
I don't do that. It's not even in the same room.
I don't have that problem because I cradle my phone all night, so I don't need to reach for it. It's right there.
Oh, it's one of those new pillow phones?
Yes. You know, they should make one of those. I do reach for my phone pretty much right
immediately.
Away. Mm-hmm. Dwelling on yesterday's problems or mistakes. I don't just do yesterday. I usually go back, you know.
I'm too sleepy to think about anything.
Really?
I mean, sometimes there's like a song stuck in my head or something.
But you won't be like, man, I can't believe, you know, 23 years ago when I was at that party.
No. That starts like maybe half an hour into the day, okay, and then goes on till I try to go to sleep.
All right. Anybody else do this? Starting the day with complaints. I can't because everybody's asleep, so I can't complain to anybody. How about you?
Same deal.
Not taking time to be grateful.
What?
Well, that's just not in the morning. That's pretty much all the time.
What are we supposed to do? Do a gratitude journal before we get out of bed and go to the bathroom?
Rushing through your morning without fuel. You and I don't have that problem. By the way,
probably the first 25 years I worked here, I didn't eat breakfast.
Really? Had a Mountain Dew?
Unless you call Diet Mountain Dew breakfast.
By the way, the vending machine guy came. There's new stuff in the vending machine.
I just took the vending machines away.
They put stuff
really?
In there, just so you know. Engaging in negative self-talk. There's a lot of conversations I have in the shower with myself. Yeah, I guess most are negative. Avoiding all physical activity.
Is that just when you get up or is that like throughout the day?
Right.
So what are these again? These are things we do
to
wrong.
Make our life miserable right at the start. And not having a goal in mind. I mean, the goal of getting my shoes on, I think, is pretty good, isn't it?
Well, first you have to have the goal of like getting out of bed.
Right.
Going into the bathroom.
Those are big
for
goals.
Me, it's like 1 minute at a time.